Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Hello, hola, ni hao, bonjour, in any and all languages, welcome to the home of the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and I am fired up this Monday morning. As always, we want to thank you for allowing us this honor to come into your home, church, car, community center, and wherever else you might be listening to the sound of our voice this Monday morning. Here on the Senior Zone, it's our mandate to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns facing seniors today, uniting seniors 50 and up with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice. Here on the Senior Zone, it's our hope to inspire, impact, influence, and improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why? Simply because we care. The call number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Well, coming up in just a few short minutes, we're going to hear from our friends in print, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. He is the editor and publisher of the Beacon newspaper. We're going to talk about the current September issue and many of the interesting stories contained in this month's publication. He is standing by and ready to go. In our second segment, we are discussing caregiver responsibilities. It's easy for family and friends, as well as professionals, to suggest finding someone to help with housekeeping tasks, as well as caregiver responsibilities. Having someone else take on some of your housekeeping or caregiving tasks, it might sound appealing, but what does it mean to have someone in your house helping you? Where do you begin to find that someone? Can you afford it? How do you respond when your loved one proclaims they don't want a stranger in their house? With us to better help us understand and answer these questions and more is longtime friend and supporter of the Senior Zone, Mr. Lou Myers from Right at Home of Maryland. Lastly, we're going to close out the show with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. But please allow me to thank our sponsors for today's show in affording us this privilege to do what we love to do here on the Senior Zone, and that's keeping our seniors informed, engaged, and inspired to live out their lives with dignity, independence, and respect. So a huge thank you to the D.C. Office on Aging, Right at Home of Montgomery and Prince George's County, Legal Counsel for the Elderly, Stewart Funeral Home right over there on Benning Road, and last but not least, Lincoln Heritage. Thank you so very much. Folks, get your pen and pad ready to take some good and some useful and some relevant notes here on the Senior Zone. Are you ready? Let's go. With us now is the publisher and editor of the Beacon newspaper, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
I am doing well, Stu. I'm doing well. Happy Labor Day to you.
Yes, yeah, same to you.
Yeah. So we're both putting in our time on this day off for everybody else.
That's right.
Well, let's just jump right into it. We are speaking with, I'm sorry, did I call you Lou instead of Stu?
No, you called me the right name, I think.
I'm sorry. We're speaking with Stu Rosenthal, editor and publisher of the Beacon newspaper. As always, if it's the first Monday of the month, then we are talking with the Beacon newspaper and what's contained in that current issue. That being said, we are talking about what's in the September issue. Always exciting, Lou. And I see that you are celebrating the arts.
Yes. As you may remember from earlier conversations we've had, we did our first regional online amateur arts competition for people over 50 this year, and we had a tremendous response. We had more than 900 items of art entered in the contest. We were blown away just from this metropolitan region area, this mid-Atlantic. And the winners are phenomenal, and we have a special pull-out section in the September issue with stories about the first, second, and third place winners and pictures of their artwork.
Wow. And so, Stu, if you can, because you've been working on this for quite some time, where did the interest in the arts, to the extent, you know, that you have put it out there over the last year, you've been working with seniors and celebrating the arts, where did that stem from? I'm just curious.
Actually, it came from one of our readers. A reader came to me and said that her mother, at the age of 90, had picked up painting as a hobby. And the woman lived to the age of 100, and in that last 10 years of her life, she blossomed as an artist with painting and sculpture and photography and poetry, all these things. And she said, I bet a lot of your readers are in the same boat. If they're older in life, they have either passions from their youth that they've never gone back to, like art, the furry sorts, or they just want to look, do something different that gives them meaning and interest. So we did that. We tried to encourage people to take up a new art, take up a skill they hadn't done one, or go back to one they used to like. We had articles about all kinds of classes offered in the area. And after about 8 months of that publicity, we then had this competition, and we had a huge, huge response. It really was so gratifying and so interesting to me to see.
Right, right. You know, I read your paper each and every month, and the article that I go to first is your op-ed, you know, from the publisher. And this month, you're talking about Social Security and Medicare and its solvency or insolvency, depending on how you want to look at it. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. I've written about it over the last 15 years or so, that we've seen it coming for a long time, that two things, that the Social Security and Medicare both were going to run out of money at a certain point, because the aging of the baby boomers and the huge retirement of this generation that's coming up is going to be taking up more money than the existing employees can provide in payroll taxes. The way the whole systems were set up was that people who are working pay in payroll taxes, and that money goes to pay current retirees. And then when today's workers retire, the new workers will come and pay those retirees. But it's not working because of the generational shift and the huge growth in the baby boom movement. And we've seen it coming. I mean, since the beginning of the baby boom, we've seen it coming.
Yes.
For 60 years. And it's finally upon us, and still nothing is being done. And it just drives me crazy. So I've written an article saying this is the problem. And next month, I'm going to write about what I think might be some solutions to it.
Yeah, you know, all sides have been talking about the need to fix Social Security and Medicare. That's all we hear, as if they are talking points.
But no one wants to do anything about it, because it involves actually making some difficult choices and making some people unhappy.
So we've kicked the can down the road until we're almost, you know, out of funding for these programs.
Did you know that this year alone, the federal government is going to be in deficit $418 billion just for Social Security and Medicare?
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't call it a deficit because they say we're using our trust fund assets, but there is no trust fund. The trust fund is just money that the government promised to pay when the time came, and now's the time.
Yeah, and they're moving money around, and it's kind of play money. They're taking money out of one pot and moving it to another pot.
I wish it was play money. It's our money.
Yeah, it's true, true. Well, Stu, it's that time of the year where, you know, you are known for putting on some of the best, you know, 50-plus expos in the country, and you do them right here in the DMV. Go ahead and take this time to plug your two upcoming events.
Thank you. Yes, we call them the 50-plus expos. This is our 19th year, and the first one's coming up the end of September, September 30th, the Sunday, September 30th, the last day of the month. It's going to be from noon to 4 at Springfield Town Center in Springfield, Virginia. Now, if Virginia is not where you live or where you want to go for an event, 2 weeks later, on Sunday, October 14th, we're doing the same event in Silver Spring, Maryland, at the Silver Spring Civic Center in downtown Silver Spring. And both events will feature dozens of exhibitors, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, and businesses, with information and handouts and giveaways for older adults, plus health screenings, plus flu shots and pneumonia vaccines, plus entertainment. There's a lot going on. It's a very full and exciting 4 hours, and I encourage your listeners to come out and to bring their friends.
Gotcha. And I'll do my part to make mention of it here until that event. So for the rest of the month, I'll do my part to promote it for you. So let's keep it moving. Health and fitness in that section there. Medicare open enrollment season is upon us. We have, what, about 6 or 7 weeks before that season starts. And you have an article that talks about Medicare Part D, you know, how to get help, deciding on which plans to enroll or not to enroll. Can you talk about that?
Yes, this month, every Medicare recipient is going to get a notice in the mail saying, here are the changes taking place to your current Medicare Part D plan or Medicare Advantage plan. Part D, of course, is the prescription drug plan. The Advantage plans are the encompassing managed care plans that include all people's health. So people may choose one or the other. And they'll get a notice saying, from what you've been paying this year, next year it's going to do this. And it may be that the copays are going to change. It may be that the drugs that are covered are going to be changed. It may be that the doctors that are covered are going to be changed. You really have to look at this very closely, compare it to your current prescription drugs and your doctors, and make sure that you want to stay with that plan, or if not, look and see what the alternatives are. You often will find something cheaper if you look into it. And the SHIP program, which is a federally funded health insurance counseling program for seniors, it provides free volunteer service to help you decide and work through this sometimes complex decision.
Yeah. You know, a few years ago, I had the Alzheimer's Association here, and I've had them on many times before. But I recall a few years ago where, you know, it was my hope, my prayer, my wish that a cure be found by 2020. You have an article that shows great promise, real promise around a new drug on Alzheimer's. Can you talk about that?
Yes, of course. All these things are early results from a relatively small study, so we can't say that it's going to be out there and available to the public anytime in the immediate future. But a drug company has been studying this drug with a number of early Alzheimer's patients for a number of years. And after 18 months, they discovered that the group that had the highest dosage of this new drug had 80% of them had a complete elimination of the tangles and plaques from their brain, according to brain scans, which is unheard of. It's never happened before.
Did you say 80%?
80% of those, wow, who were on the drug had all signs of their tangles in their brains disappear. And they think the tangles are what is a result of Alzheimer's. That's what's causing the problem. So whatever this drug is, they're going to continue researching it and providing, you know, expanding the studies to see if this is really the case. And furthermore, we have an article in this issue about a local health study taking place in Fairfax, Virginia, for two drugs that they're giving to people together. One which is supposed to eliminate the tangles and the other is supposed to prevent them from forming, to see if that also is going to have a good impact on reducing Alzheimer's.
Gotcha, gotcha. It can't come soon enough.
Oh, you're right about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about what's in, you know, the wallet, our purse, our bank account. You found a way. There's an article anyway in your publication this month, Finding Hidden Money.
Yes. This is actually a story about an adult child who went to take care of, actually I think it was her aunt, but an older woman who was moving out of her house and into assisted living, that kind of thing. And she was going through her paperwork, and she first discovered that none of her paperwork is in order. Her will, her financial powers of attorney, her health care power of attorney, they weren't signed or the pages were missing, and she had to do a lot of work to pull that together. But then she looked at her tax returns, and she discovered that there was some dividends coming into her every year that they didn't know where they came from. So she did some research and she found out this woman owns $300,000 worth of a stock she didn't know she had.
Wow.
And they didn't have the stock certificates for that. You know, they could find it. They'd tracked it down. But only from this dividend in her tax return she discovered this woman had a real good source of income that she needed to live on now. So it's very important that the article explains what you can look at, how you look things through, how you get somebody together to help you with that, an elder law attorney or some other kind of professional. And I thought it was a very interesting story. That's why we ran it.
Yeah, I know a few years ago, my mother, you know, lived in New York State all of her life. Mm-hmm. And someone turned me on to a website. I can't remember that website. It was a government website. But we found, I think, close to $25,000 that was owed to my mother. This was in the money. It took a few years to make it happen. But when it came, it was on time.
Right. The controller of every state has a fund of unclaimed money that people are owed. So maybe that's what you're talking
exactly
about.
That was it.
And that story, like once a year we do that story as well. I forget the name, the actual address, but we can look it up for people if they want to give us a call.
It's real. It happened to me, so I attest to that. Stu, it's always a pleasure having you here on the Senior Zone each and every first Monday of the month. As always, share with our listeners where they can get their hands on the September issue.
Sure. It's just been printed, so you might have a hard time finding it today or tomorrow, but it's going to be distributed this coming week. We're in almost every public library and senior center and recreation center in the metropolitan area. We're in doctor's offices and churches and synagogues. We're in CVS drugstores and Rite Aid drugstores. So if you haven't seen the Beacon before and you don't know where to pick one up, give us a call at 301-949-9766, and we'll tell you where you can find a copy near you. Or you can go online and read us at the Beacon Newspapers with an S at the end, .com.
Gotcha. Stu, my friend, thank you very much, and I'll see you, talk with you next month.
Thank you, John. I look forward to it.
All right, take care. Folks, we'll be right back. This first break is brought to you by our friends over at Legal Counsel for the Elderly, providing free legal and social work services for D.C. residents most in need. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with the level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Con artists. They'll try anything to get your Medicare card number.
So they can steal your identity.
Commit Medicare fraud.
What can you do? Guard your card.
Guard your card. Just like your credit card.
Nobody gets my number unless I know they should have it.
To protect your identity, new Medicare cards without Social Security numbers will be mailed next year.
Visit medicare.gov/fraud.
Stay sharp, people.
Good morning. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host, Sean Perry. And with me this morning is our longtime friend, supporter, partner of the Senior Zone, Mr. Lou Myers of Right at Home. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Sean.
I'm excited to have you here on this show, because while the show is called the Senior Zone, and that's my focus, part of that focus, a part of the village, is the caregivers, right? Those that are providing, you know, much needed care for those, you know, that need it for their loved ones. So talking about caregiving services, caregiver responsibilities, anything and all things caregiver, you know, is always a topic that I love, you know, having here on the Senior Zone. So it's fitting.
Well, and it's, you know, it's really an all-encompassing term, Sean. I mean, we're all caregivers, whether it's with our children when they're younger, or whether it's with our parents as they're older, or our grandparents. We're all going to be caregivers at some point, and we'll probably repeat as caregivers at another point. Mm-hmm. And hopefully later on, we'll all need to be cared for ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's a great topic. I love talking about it.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's a topic that we kind of put off until the need arises. Right. We don't think about it. We don't always plan for it. It just kind of happens. You know, it's a circumstance that presents itself. And with that being said, you know, what should someone, when that moment arises where they realize they have to have help, additional help, outside help to come into their home, what should they begin to look for? What sort of questions should they begin to ask?
Well, that's really, I mean, this is my favorite topic, Sean, because we get so many people that all of a sudden, you know, boom, they need a caregiver. You know, maybe there's nobody close by. Maybe it's, you know, a matter of having a job or having your own children to take care of. Whatever the case may be, you have a loved one that's going to need some care. And we get so many people who call us and, you know, they're right away, they're on the phone, and they're just like, it's funny. The first thing they say is, well, what's your price? And I always joke with my staff, because it's interesting to me, because that's the first question people always think to ask is, what's the price? Mm-hmm. But we always encourage people to kind of take a step back and look at your own personal situation and understand what your needs are before you start talking about, okay, what's the price? Because depending on the type of situation you're going to arrange, the price can be very different. So we always try and put that off, and we first talk about an education process in what hiring a professional caregiver is all about. Mm-hmm. And it really is a process.
Yeah, because every caregiving experience is unique, right?
Very unique. It's unique to the individual who needs the care, and it's unique to the person, whether it's that individual who themselves who's arranging their own care or a family member who's arranging care for a loved one.
Yeah. So how does someone, once the person can put aside, you know, the questions they have around cost, the price, right? What are some of the things they should be thinking about? How do they assess their need to determine what they need from a professional caregiver such as right at home?
Right. So Sean, I think the first thing they need to look into is how do they want to go through that process? And a lot of that has to do with how much time they have. Because getting a caregiver, many people say, okay, mom needs help. I'm going to have to go out and hire a caregiver. Well, that might be the case, or that they might want to do it differently. If you have the knowledge and expertise, you could certainly go out and hire a caregiver on your own. You could interview potential caregivers. There are websites that are available that can help you find caregivers. You know, they have a nice picture. They have a little bio on each of them. You can interview them. I would sort of compare that to maybe hiring a nanny. Some folks have been through that. And that's probably for someone who has a fair bit of time on their hands, that understands the nuances of taking on an employee. So that's sort of the private caregiver route. Mm-hmm. But then if you're, you know, like a lot of us, or maybe I should say most of us, you really want someone, an organization, an agency to help you out with that. And that's where someone like Right at Home comes in. Now, what I will caution you on, though, is there are a couple different types of agencies. There's an agency like Right at Home, where Right at Home employs all of our caregivers. And so we are providing oversight, insurance. We are doing their background checks, et cetera, et cetera. That's one type of agency. That's called a residential service agency. And really, it's a full service agency. In fact, if your caregiver can't come on a certain day, which, as we know, happens. Mm-hmm. You're sick, or you have vacation, or what have you. An agency like Right at Home is there to find someone to come in and take over in that situation, and you don't have to worry about it, because we go through a process we'll talk about later that makes sure that you get the right caregiver. There's another type of agency that's called a nurse registry service. So there are two types of agencies, and I hate to go into jargon, but what a nurse registry service essentially does is that's someone who helps you find a private caregiver who then still becomes your employee. And now the thing that is, it sort of bothers me a little bit, because those agencies don't differentiate themselves from an agency like Right at Home. They try to present themselves as being the same thing, but they're really not the same thing. A registry is merely someone there who is going to help you find a caregiver to hire for yourself.
So you mentioned two, the RSAs, the Residential Service Agency,
correct.
And then the Nursing Registry Service, the NSR, right?
NRSA.
NRSA. My first question, as you were talking, was liability, exposure, right? If you have the employee, right, as the agency, I'm not responsible for their payroll, for any insurances, if they get hurt, you know, while on the job, you cover that, right?
Absolutely.
Versus if I have an employee, that's my responsibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Sean, I'm not saying that one is better than the other, mm-hmm. but if you're looking at an NRSA, remember, that's your employee. You have to think about those things and putting them in place. You need to find insurance for that person. You probably need to make sure you're doing the background checks on that person. You probably need to continue to make sure that they're up to date on their licenses and so forth. And, you know, my biggest my biggest differentiator, I would say, is that it really takes that headache out of your hands and puts it in my hands as a residential service agent.
So let me ask you this question. I'm the layperson here, and I'll put it in just regular, you know, terms here. My concerns as someone that would seek out in-home caregiver support would be, can I trust this person? Are they qualified? Right. So in other words, you mentioned background checks. Talk about that. What's contained in background checks? How do we get that information as the consumer? And then what sort of training? Because, you know, it's my loved one, right? That I'm entrusting a company with to come into my home, one, and then to take care of someone that I just love and cherish, right? So I want to make sure that they're qualified. How is there a place where one can go to determine, you know, who's the best qualified, who's the best trained, are they current on their licensing, et cetera?
So I'm going to try and simplify the answer there. The we'll take your two questions one at a time. Your first question was regarding how can I check their background? Well, there are a couple of different ways. The first way is you can go into the Maryland District Court records. Everyone has a record. You put the name in, and you can go into the district court, and you can look at what their background is in Maryland. And that will come up with everything from traffic tickets to felony violations, kind of the whole nine yards. And anyone can look for anyone's background check, so that's fairly simple and straightforward. Now, what an agency like Right at Home will do is we'll actually take that a step further. We'll do an all-county search across the entire USA for every possible background violation that person might have had. Again, anywhere from traffic tickets to a felony violation. And we'll make sure that they have a clean background. And we have a zero tolerance level. If anybody doesn't have a clean background, they will not become a caregiver for Right at Home. So that's sort of the difference. Now, an individual can go ahead and contract and have one of those background checks done for themselves as well. So I'm not saying you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Where it really comes into play to a greater extent is one thing that we find is caregivers aren't permanent. You're usually not going to have one caregiver. You're going to have maybe a number of caregivers, especially when you start thinking about being out sick, going on vacation. They have their own families in many cases. So as a result, as you have other caregivers, you have to be responsible for going and verifying all that data, all that information.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really how you can, that's really how you do those background checks.
Yeah. For me as a consumer, for this particular, you know, concern, I wouldn't want to go it alone, right? As a consumer, because I don't have the wherewithal, the skill set, the knowledge of this industry to know who's the best for my loved one. How do you go about matching, you know, a caregiver, Lou, with my loved one? Is there a criteria that you have in place?
There are, and actually it's a multi-step process for us. So it begins with the phone call when we're engaged to provide a caregiver for someone. And during that phone call and during that first part of the process, we'll have a layperson that will really go through a pretty extensive list of criteria of needs for that person. Mm-hmm. And it encompasses both physical needs as well as social needs. For example, you may have someone who, let's say it's a daughter we're talking to, and she'll say to us, well, you know, my mom, she's a little timid. She really needs someone that's going to, you know, going to bring her out, someone who's going to help her do the things she needs to do. Or she may have a mom that knows exactly what she wants. So she wants a caregiver that will just do what mom exactly wants her to do. Mm-hmm. That's from the personality side. And then, of course, from the physical side, each person has different needs in terms of activities of daily living that they need assistance with. So, for example, if I have someone that needs to be lifted and transferred and moved around quite a bit, I probably want someone that's a little stronger, maybe a little bigger, that, you know, that is very well trained in terms of those skills, versus someone who is more in need of companionship or maybe just some light additional help with ADLs. Mm-hmm. They might not need somebody that is that that has those skills.
Gotcha. I understand. So one more question before we go to break. I'm going to have you come back on the other side of this break. But my last question on this side of the break is how do you ensure, how do you check that the caregivers that you've sent out deployed are doing what they're supposed to do?
That's a great question, Sean. And that's really one of the nice things about working with an agency such as ourselves is we have a quality process in place. We'll call you a couple days after you start service to see how things are going. We call you a week after service to see how things are going. And then we'll call you every 30 days. In addition to that, as an RSA, remember that's residential service agency where there are employees, our nurse oversees each of our caregivers. So she's required to go out a minimum of every 90 days and supervise that caregiver and also meet with the client and do a reassessment on that client to make sure that everything is working the way, frankly, Maryland state law says it's supposed to work.
Gotcha. Good answer to the good question. Folks, we'll be right back. We've been talking with Mr. Lou Myers of Right at Home of Montgomery and Prince George's in Anne Arundel counties. When we come back, we're going to talk about VA in-home caregiving services. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Got to take care of our vets on this Labor Day Monday. Folks, this next break is brought to you by our friends over at Stewart Funeral Home, a family tradition for over 119 years. We'll be right back.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with a level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
The death of a loved one can devastate a family, especially when the funds are not there to bury them. A unique final expense plan helps you secure the needed funds and save your loved ones, thousands at the time of your death. Most qualify, even with health issues, and it's affordable. Call 410-730-7611. That's 410-730-7611. Again, 410-730-7611. This could be the most loving gift you'll ever give them.
Con artists. They'll try anything to get your Medicare card number.
So they can steal your identity.
Commit Medicare fraud.
What can you do? Guard your card.
Guard your card. Just like your credit card.
Nobody gets my number unless I know they should have it.
Protect your identity. New Medicare cards without Social Security numbers will be mailed next year.
Visit medicare.gov/fraud. Stay sharp, people.
Good morning and happy Labor Day on this beautiful day here in the Washington, D.C. market. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and with me again is Mr. Lou Myers. He is the proprietor, owner of Right at Home of Montgomery, Prince George's, and Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Sean.
So let's just jump right back into it. We're talking about caregiver services, caregiver responsibilities, et cetera, all things caregiver this morning. One question I had. again, I'm the consumer here, is I see a lot of internet, opportunities, ways we can go and just search for caregivers via the internet. And it's many, many companies out there, .com, caregivers.com, right? Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
It's interesting. That's a great question because one of the things that Right at Home worried a little bit about a couple of years ago was Uber for caregiving. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of companies that came out with exactly that, Uber for caregiving. So you would have an app and you would say, okay, I'm going to pick out this caregiver and I want her to show up at the house at this time. Well, what they found was a couple things. You know, first of all, who's going to pick someone to go stay with their loved one off of a picture on the internet? It's a little different than getting a ride to the movies. Second thing was they had quite a bit of difficulty complying with the laws of each of the states that they operated in. And what they found is that, you know, as opposed to getting a ride somewhere, there are rather extensive laws in most of the states and you have to follow those laws specifically, and many of them required them to have a local presence. So, bottom line is they weren't very successful, and my opinion on that is, why would you send somebody who you've never met or don't know to take care of a loved one? Would you do that if you were going to hire a nanny to take care of your children? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, and it's frightening because we hear of so many. I mean, you can open up a paper in any city in this country, and you hear of just horror stories about caregivers that are taking advantage of seniors, right? Mm-hmm. And when we hear about it, it's heart wrenching. It hurts, right? And to know that someone as vulnerable, you know, is being preyed upon by someone that was found off the internet, you know, or someone didn't do their due diligence to find a reputable caregiver because they were probably trying to cut corners on costs. And this is one area where, you know, you really don't want to cut costs.
Well, and Sean, it really gets back to, you know, what we started talking about originally. It's about supervision. You hire someone that is going to help you supervise that person that's in the home. And when you go with an agency like Right at Home, that caregiver is working under the auspices of a nurse, an RN, and that RN is responsible for all the actions of that caregiver. And to support that RN, there's a staffing coordinator, there's a care coordinator that's in constant contact with both the person that's being taken care of as well as their family.
Right, right, right. So let's switch gears a little bit. I'm a retired military guy. I am pro-veteran, you know, love, you know, my brothers in blue and black and green, the Marines, Army, you know, Air Force, right?
Of course.
And white,
of
Navy.
Of course, yeah.
Right? I want to have and talk about, you know, what sort of in-home services that there may be for our veterans. So my questions are there any VA in-home care services? And if there are, Lou, what are some of the benefits that you're able to share about those programs?
Sean, this is really one of my favorite topics. I mean, just as a side note, we love being able to serve our veterans. I would say probably 20% of our business is serving our veterans, and we're proud to serve our veterans, and we take that mission very seriously. So there are some fairly robust benefits available for veterans, and ironically, many veterans aren't aware of those services. Mm-hmm. And you know, to start with, there's a Veterans at Home program. It's called Veterans Choice, where if you need help with activities of daily living and you're working with your local VA hospital, we actually work with two. We work with the one in DC and the one in Baltimore. There's a benefit available that's covered directly by the VA. So that cost is billed from Right at Home directly to the VA. And they have 10 hours a week of care available to them. And sometimes they can make exceptions and give a little more care, mm-hmm. directly from the VA. And they use only licensed agencies, RSAs, as we talked about before, mm-hmm. to provide that care that they vetted to make sure that those veterans are getting the care they need.
And is this program, it was called what, VA Choice?
Veterans Choice.
Veterans Choice. Mm-hmm. Is that, how is that covered, you know, by the VA in terms of costs or no cost to the veteran?
Well, that's exactly right. No cost to the veteran. That is directly billed by us directly to the VA, and then the VA pays us directly, and the veteran doesn't have to worry about it at all.
Wow.
At all. And then if the veteran needs more care than they're getting through the VA, of course, we're there to help them out if they need that as well.
Right. Veterans Choice, no cost sharing.
No cost sharing.
All right. So that's the first program.
Mm-hmm.
What's the second program?
Second program is a rather robust program. It's there for our retired military, our retired veterans. There are a couple of criteria that you have to meet, but the benefit itself provides – let's see. So a veteran can get up to $1,830 a month to pay for home care. If there's a veteran with a spouse that needs care, so it's couples care, if there's a couple that needs care, they can get up to $2,169 a month. And this is a check directly from the government that is sent to the veteran that they use to pay for home care.
Wow.
And it, you know, and even if it's a surviving spouse, they can get up to $1,200 a month for care. So it's a very robust, benefit.
For our veterans out there, our retired veterans out there, what's the name of this program?
Well, it's called the Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefit. And you can use that for home care. You can also use it for assisted living. The main reason you would need it is you need some help with activities of daily living. So that's things like eating, dressing, going to the bathroom, bathing, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those needs, and there's a couple other criteria we can go through, then you can qualify for that benefit.
Okay. So this is not for, say, companion care or emotional care or anything like that.
No, it's not. It's really for those physical needs, those activities of daily living.
And the qualifiers for this program again, and it was called the Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefit?
Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefit.
Is it just a retiree, honorably discharged, et cetera?
Honorably discharged, or I should say not dishonorably discharged,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then you must have served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, and at least one day must have been served during a wartime period.
Okay.
And that could be World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Actually, there were a couple of stints in Vietnam. And then the Gulf War, which is actually, as you know, still going on.
It's still going on.
Still going on.
Yes, it's going to cover 90%+ of folks.
Yeah. And then you have, if it's a surviving spouse, you needed to be married to the veteran at the time of death, and you need to remain unmarried. So if you've remarried, then you wouldn't qualify. And then the last criteria is really a financial criteria, and that's a little bit more specific. And we can help you get through that, figure out what the criteria are and whether you meet those criteria. So it is based on need. Based on financial need.
Does Right at Home assist the veteran when you come across a retiree with signing up for these programs?
We do. We have a couple of agencies that we work very closely with that will help you get the paperwork done because, you know, frankly, Sean, a lot of people don't, you know, they get scared away because there is some paperwork that you have to take care of. For example, you do need your DD Form 214, mm-hmm. if you're familiar with that.
Yes, form. I am.
Okay, well, there you go. but it's amazing how many people have a difficult time digging that up or contacting the, you know,
it can almost take an act of Congress to get your DD 214 sometime. At least it used to be that. It used to be that way. Is there a cap on the number of hours that are covered, Alou, by any of these programs?
There isn't. It's the dollars.
It's the dollars.
So whatever the hours you can fit in with the dollars. So mm-hmm. do a good job negotiating with us.
Right.
And then you get. Then you can get some more hours out of it.
Gotcha. Let's talk about, right, is there anything else with respect to veterans, any other programs? We got the Veterans Choice, the Aid and Attendance Benefit,
mm-hmm.
And then there's another need-based
program? Well, the aid and attendance is based on need.
Need-based,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's a need-based program.
So those two programs there. I want to make sure I cover this. Is there anything else that I'm not aware of that's out there for veterans?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So let's talk about Right at Home. We have about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been a great supporter and friend of the Senior Zone. It's been a great relationship. I would not have if you've been a listener of the Senior Zone. I don't bring folks in front of my listeners if they haven't been vetted and trusted. And you are a trusted agency. For one, you cared for my mother-in-law a few years ago. And so I got a chance to see how Right at Home, under your leadership, worked on her behalf. And she was brought back to, you know, health in a very short, you know, window of time. So you're vetted here on the Senior Zone, right? And I'm just plugging you for that because sometimes, you know, folks just want to know and get those referrals and references. And so I can vouch for you here. But let's talk about Right at Home. What are some of the services that your agency provides?
Well, and thanks for that, Sean. I really appreciate it because, you know, it's so important to have somebody that you can trust to take care of your loved ones. And we try to be, you know, we try to be trusted. I think that one thing that differentiates Right at Home from other agencies that I, you know, I really like to touch on is we talked about residential service agency earlier. Well, we really take that designation very seriously. And in fact, there are actually three levels within residential service agency. There's level one, which means you can provide personal care, which is activities of daily living that you and I have talked about. Mm-hmm. There's level two, which means that you can provide medication management. And this is one I love to talk about. And it's a step above level one. But realistically, what happens with seniors is many times they have a condition and then they're on several medications. And what happens is their condition is exacerbated by their inability to properly take their medications. And so one thing that Right at Home can do as a level two agency is we can help that client, that loved one, take the right medications and take them properly, not just through medication reminders, but we have a nurse on staff who does medication reviews and can help get them set up to take their medications. So that's, you know, that's really the biggest differentiator. And actually, we can do a little bit of level three, which is skilled services. In fact, we're going for our Joint Commission accreditation, which is really a step above from a quality perspective. That's the same type of accreditation that most hospitals are required to get. So what I'm really generally getting at here, Sean, is Right at Home is much more clinical than possibly a typical residential service agency or caregiving agency is. So we try to be there to take care of those higher levels of need than other agencies.
Yeah. I know of the years you've taken care of, I have no idea, hundreds, maybe thousands, you know, of folks. Mm-hmm. And I know what resonates here on the Senior Zone and mostly anywhere are stories. Mm-hmm. If you can, I know I'm putting you on the spot right now. Mm-hmm. Are there any stories, success stories that stand out where you went into someone's home and cared for that person, he or she, restored their health and everyone's happy? Give us a story, Lou.
Sure, absolutely. I'm gonna pick a little bit of a different story. Actually, we had one. Programs that really are vigilant in terms of things of happening with a client. So we had one client that they were having trouble with a urinary tract infection that we didn't know about. Well, the caregiver noticed that the person was a little bit irritable. Their disposition was different than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So the way we train our caregivers is to be vigilant for that. So as soon as our caregiver realized that, she acted. So the first thing she did was call the office and said, you know, my client, you know, Mrs. Smith isn't really acting the way she normally asks. So our staffing coordinator right away gets on the phone with the RN and says, hey, can you go take a look at Mrs. Smith? So our RN goes out, takes a look at Mrs. Smith, and she says, I think she's probably got a urinary tract infection. So right away, we call the son. The son says, well, thank you so much for, you know, for catching that. We get Mrs. Smith in to the ER. And actually they have now an urgent care for seniors. So it's not, technically the ER. They figure it out right away. They get her on her meds. Her urinary tract infection clears up right away. She's in and out, within a day and back at home. And as you know, with seniors, if you get a urinary tract infection, that can become very serious.
Very serious.
But because of the way we train our caregivers and the way we reacted right away, we were able to avoid any serious complications. So that's a story for you.
Thank you so very much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Lou Myers of Right at Home. We didn't even touch on the use of technology and so many other things, person-centered care and so much more that's out there that you guys are doing with over there at Right at Home. So, Lou, thank you so very much for coming on to the Senior Zone once again. Welcome back anytime, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, Sean. All
right. Folks, we'll be right back with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcement. This break is brought to you by none other than Right at Home, when only the best in in-home care will do.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Well, here we go. It's that time of the show where I get a chance to acknowledge, to celebrate, recognize, and honor those that have made it yet another year. And first up, we have Ms. Brenda Pearson-Scantling, is 64 today, September 3rd, from Jacksonville, Florida. Happy birthday to you, Ms. Brenda, and thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone. My friend, Ms. Valdonia, we call her Ms. Bunny Mallory, is 62, Social Security eligible, tomorrow, September 4th, from Washington, D.C. Happy birthday to you, Ms. Bunny. Ms. Angela Sims is 61 on Tuesday, September 4th, from Landover, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Ms. Angela. Mr. Zachary Barnes didn't get his age, but he turns that age on Tuesday. That's tomorrow, September 4th, also from Washington, D.C. So happy birthday to you, Mr. Barnes. Mr. Emmett Queen is Medicare eligible. That's 65 on Wednesday, September 5th, from Accokeek, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Queen. Mrs. Pauline Gibbs, she and I go back quite a few years. She is 54 on Wednesday, September 5th, from Olney, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Pauline. Mr. Monty Serrano is 77 on Friday, September 7th, from Northwest Washington, D.C. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Serrano. Mrs. Belky De Leon is double nickels, 55 on Saturday, September 8th, from Arlington, Virginia. Happy birthday to you, Mrs. De Leon. I like saying that, Mrs. De Leon. Mrs. Jan Clanton is 64 on Saturday, September 8th, from Hamtramck, Michigan. Thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone from that distance, Mrs. Jan Clanton. And last but not least, we have Ms. Marietta Farmer, is 56 on Sunday, September 9th, from Washington, D.C. Folks, to have your birthday or any other notable achievement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, it's so, so easy. Just email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. Well, in Senior Zone news and announcements, you got to join the Senior Zone for our Senior Affair Party on Thursday, September 20th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa. It's been called the biggest, it's been called the baddest senior party in the DMV. If you are looking for live entertainment, laughter, good
food, prizes and giveaways, line dancing and more, then this is the event that you just don't want to miss. So meet us down at the Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa, also known as the Rod and Reel, at 11 a.m. on Thursday, September 20th. To get your tickets, visit our website at theseniorzone.com, or you can call us at 202-810-5940. That's 202-810-5940. Next up, join the D.C. Office on Aging, their new program, Savvy Caregiver Program, SCP, to develop the knowledge, the skills, and attitudes to care for your family member with Alzheimer's disease or other dementia. The program is delivered in a 2-hour session over a 6-week period. If you're interested in participating, call the D.C. Office on Aging at 202-724-5626. That's 202-724-5626. Are you interested in helping other seniors connect to useful programs and services? Well, the D.C. Office on Aging, through their ambassador program, they are providing free interactive training designed to help you help others. So if you're interested in becoming an ambassador, call the D.C. Office on Aging at 202-724-5626. 202-724-5626. Now let's go out to Prince George's County. Free fresh fruits and vegetables every third Thursday of each month at 1 p.m. The Bladensburg Community Center at 4557th Avenue in Bladensburg, Maryland. They are providing free fresh fruits and vegetables for older adults. No ID is required. For more information, call Ms. Barbara Givens at 301-277-3775. 301-277-3775. Back in D.C., are you a D.C. resident facing foreclosure, behind on your property taxes, being sued by your lender, or confronting a mortgage scam? If so, help is on the way. The D.C. Foreclosure Prevention Hotline is there for you. You can reach them at 202-265-2255. That's 202-265-2255. Call them to get the help that you need. Now let's go out to Montgomery County. In need of transportation in Montgomery County, the Montgomery County Department of Transportation, through their call and ride program, provides discounted taxi rides for income eligible county residents 65 years of age and older, as well as persons with disabilities. For more information, call 301-948-5409. 301-948-5409. Now let's swing back into D.C. The D.C. Office on Aging, their program, Call Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons with disabilities by offering in-home accessibility grants. That's money, folks, that help reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call the Safe at Home program at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. Last but not least, you got to check this website out. I mention it each and every week here on the Senior Zone, benefitscheckup.org. This is a website that screens for more than 2,500 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, even veteran and employment and volunteer opportunities. Screenings are confidential and they are absolutely free. Go to benefitscheckup.org and find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Folks, the pencil broke. That's all she wrote. To have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 202-810-5940, or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another senior-friendly and informative show. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with my good friend, my dear friend, Dr. Eve Taylor. She is up next, standing by. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again, be someone who makes someone else look forward to tomorrow. Have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.